If you caught somebody with it, who said it first? What was it? What was the other one supposed to do?
Well, if you caught it first, they didn't do it all the time, but they're supposed to give you something. You know, give you a little gift or something.
All right. Now let's see. If you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, "I'm glad I don't have to this very far." Well, you fill in that blank.
I'm glad I don't have to carry it so far. That's all I can.
What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water? It can draw its four legs and head and tail completely inside its shell.
A turtle?
What do you call a similar creature that lives on land?
Tapping.
What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Mean what you make out of them?
Yeah, what?
Chitlins.
Can you think of other animals, the insides of other animals that can be eaten? And if so, what are they called?
Manifold. That's what I'm out of car. Thing now you've got to clean called it the manifold, I think that's.
Anything else you can think about that?
Heart, liver.
What about the intestines, though? We're talking about intestines.
No. I don't eat them.
Right. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yellow.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
What do you call a small flat-bottom craft with oars that you use on a lake? A small flat-bottom craft with oars that you use on a lake. Might use it to go fishing in.
I said bateau. That's the ghost. They call them boats now. We used to call them bateau. You take a paddle. Yeah. Bateau.
What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, "That's certainly a pretty..." What of beads?
String.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say that one man really the other.
Really beat him up.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he is squatting down? You know, squat down sort of like this. What do you call the back part of your leg there? You might say he got down on his
knees.
No, I'm not on my knees.
I ain't got calfy leg.
Yeah, but you say he got down on his. It's this part. Now that would be the calf. Right. What would this part be back here?
Yeah, thigh.
Would you say he got down on his?
I don't know what we answer that.
Got down like this. Got down on his.
Squat it. I mean, I call that squatting down.
Uh-huh.
That's what I call it.
Well, wouldn't ever say he got down on his haunches, or
I never
heard that word.
I never heard that. That's a new word.